Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Eddie Joyce. Good morning, everyone. This is Howard Miller from Chicago, talking to all the United States of America and our armed forces across the seas and, of course, to our possessions over the oceans and saying, good morning. How's everything in your household? I hope it's a real happy-go-lucky place this morning. Of course, if you're still out on the West Coast, you're practically only out of bed. If you're in the East Coast, you're getting ready to serve a little bit of lunch to your family, and I hope it's a happy day wherever you are. We're here for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, and that was the voice of our graduate boy, Mr. Eddie Joyce, who has degrees from practically all the universities across the country. We'll tell you about that someday. And a little bit later, we're going to tune you in on a conversation that we're going to have with Bob Stewart, a boy whose records we've been plugging out here in the Middle West for quite some time now, the last few weeks, particularly because he has a very good record going for MGM. And I think that you'd like to hear the story from his own lips of the start of a new career, a new star in show business, Bob Stewart. All of that's going to come to you in just a moment or so, but I think maybe this requires a bit of explanation, too. You might remember that it was on this program that you first heard a song called Croce di Oro, done by Miss Patty Page. But at the same time that Patty was recording it for Mercury, the British Broadcasting Company's girl singer, a young lady by the name of Joan Regan, was doing it for London. And it, too, is an excellent version of a beautiful song. So let's listen to the British girl and Croce di Oro.
My darling, my darling,
you'll be gone when the dawn comes tomorrow. You'll be far, far away out at sea. So I give you this croce di oro. It will bring you home safely to me. Every hour we're apart will be sorrow. In the chapel a candle will burn. Take my love, take this croce di oro. I will pray for you till you return. My darling, my darling, my darling, do you see that star in the blue? Each night I will give it a message. And the star will give it to you. Till we meet in that far off tomorrow. May the good Lord be with you and then. With the help of this croce di oro. Back in my arms once again. You'll be back in my arms once again.
My darling.
That's Miss Joan Regan with Croce di Oro. You know, one of the delightful things about having delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum on hand always is that it keeps your taste fresh, helps keep your mouth and throat moist and your teeth clean and attractive. Now, it's fun to chew gum, and it's actually good for you. Frankly, I like Wrigley Spearmint the best, and I'm pretty certain that you will, too. So why don't you relieve all the tension and the nerves, relax and enjoy life a little bit with wholesome and refreshing Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Ever so delicious. I know that you'll like it. And remember football tomorrow and the long drives in the country tomorrow. It'll relieve all the tension behind the wheel, Dad. So you have it, will you, in the glove compartment? Pass it around to that family of yours because Wrigley Spearmint is always good, always refreshing. Well, here in the Middle West, particularly where we are in the city of Chicago, it's rather cold and overcast today, a little bit on the gloomy side. Although with a smile on your face, you don't notice it, and that's the way we hope you are. But let's go to New York City now to the famous restaurant establishment known as Alan Dick's, the hub and the mecca of show business on West 54th Street. We're waiting to speak to us and to tell us how the weather is in New York City is this young star that we referred to earlier, Bob Stewart of the MGM Record Company. Bob, how's the weather in New York?
Well, it's really fine, Howard. It's a beautiful day here, and the sun is shining brightly, and we have about 62 degrees.
You're not making points with me, Robert. It's very chilly here.
That's lovely here.
I'm glad that it's nice in New York City. Bob, suppose you begin at the very beginning of the whole thing, which is, of course, the city of your birth, and tell us about the career of Bob Stewart. Where did it all begin?
Well, in New York City, we have a school here. It's a high school of music and art. And I went to that school and studied singing and voice training and choral singing. And after that, I joined a few bands like Shep Fields and Sonny Dunham, yes. Henry Jerome.
Were you a New York boy, Bob?
I was born in the Bronx.
Well, was your daddy and mother professional at all, or are you the sole talented one in the family?
Well, they all sing, and I'm the only one that made a career out of it.
Only one that made a living out of it.
That's right.
Bob, who was it that first spotted your talent, do you think? Did you just have a great desire to sing, and that's why you enrolled in the school, or was it your mother or dad that found you out?
Well, originally, I guess it was my folks, because they always had me up to functions to sing, like any parties that we had, I'd get up and sing, and they more or less pushed me on my first engagement.
Yes, well, now, is that a public school that you referred to, or is that a professional school?
This is a public school here in New York, and anyone that has any ability can get into the school.
Who decides that? Do they have some sort of board of regents who listen to you first and then say, all right, you'll pass, you can enter these portals?
They have they give a test, yeah, and they give you a music test, and then they also have academic requirements that you need to get into the school.
I see. Now, Bob, as a newcomer, and you are still a comparative newcomer to the record industry, I know that you've met a lot of strange problems, a lot of things that have come up in your life, and maybe that you'll be reflecting the attitudes of a lot of people who might be listening who are trying to break into the music business. What problems do you meet when you try to break in now? You're trying to build yourself up into a name talent. What are your biggest problems?
Well, essentially, Howard, the biggest problem is to get the right song.
Now, you mean for making a record?
For making a record. I guess we should go back even further and say the biggest problem is to get a record contract.
Yes. And yes, let's put the egg first. Or is it the chicken? All right, but then how did you get your record contract?
Well, when I wanted to go into the singing business to try and do it professionally, I found that the doors were very closed for newcomers as far as records went.
Uh-huh.
And I got some money together from working with my father in a plumbing supply business here in New York. And I saved some money, and I cut my a record date, and I put it out on my own label. I formed a label and put it out.
In other words, you went from leaky pipes to baritone pipes.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you made
exactly.
And you made this dubbing, and you took it to the record company?
I took it to the record companies, and I found it very tough to get it going. That there wasn't anyone interested, so I formed my own company, and I took the record on the road by myself, and showed it to a lot of disc jockeys, and they played it, and I was able to get a little bit of response to the record, and I was able to put it with MGM and receive a contract.
Yes, well, now you say you started a record company. You mean you found a song, and you had a record made of that song, of your voice, and then you say you started the company. Actually, did you have a nationwide distribution, or did you just carry the single copy around with you?
I pressed about 200 records, Howard, and then I passed them around to different disc jockeys. I didn't have any distribution or any way to go, but I figured that disc jockeys are like ordinary people, and they're very willing to listen to a guy that comes up and asks them to play a record, and they
were
very nice to me.
Right.
Extremely nice.
Oh, now, then was that record that stirred up enough noise in the industry that the MGM people signed you up?
That's right, Howard.
Well, now, here's your latest record for MGM, and I think it's a good one, Bob. I think you have a voice well qualified to carry you all the way to the heights in the zenith of show business. Let's let the world listen to it. Bob Stewart on an MGM record, a fine ballad called Yours for the Asking.
Yours for the asking is all I
possess every kiss and each breath. Heaven knows I love you as no one's ever loved you. And I swear I'll never love you less. Yours for the asking, you only need sigh, and your wish I'll gratify. Others I denied love, but when I'm by your side, love, yours for the asking am I. I've denied love, but when I'm by your side, love yours for the asking.
That's Bob Stewart showing, of course, the wares of a boy with a fine voice. Bob Stewart with Yours for the Asking. Bob, where did you find that material?
This song was written by two girls. I heard an expression yesterday, anyone under 40 is a girl.
That's right, and anyone under 90.
Yeah, but these girls have written some other songs like Scarlet Ribbons, and in fact, one of them wrote Too Young, Sylvia D.
Oh, sure, sure.
And they showed MGM the song, and that's how I got it.
It was picked out by the MGM people and signed to you.
That's right. Harry Meyerson showed it to
me. Well, Bob, I certainly want to wish you the best of luck. You sit back and relax now and have a great big lunch. Freeload a little bit on Alan Dick, will you?
Oh, great.
And we'll be looking forward to your next visit out here in the Middle West when we'll have an opportunity of again saying hello to a good pal of ours, Mr. Bob Stewart of the MGM Record Company. The best of luck to you in your career.
Thanks a million, Howard.
All right, Bob. That's Bob Stewart speaking to you from Alan Dick's this morning on our Wrigley Spearman Chewing Gum Show. And this is Howard Miller reminding you, of course, that over this weekend, regardless of what you're going to do, Dad, whether it's rake the leaves and burn them in a smudge pot, or you, Mother, where you're going to spend most of the time in the kitchen, or perhaps go out to a picnic ground if you're in that intemperate zone, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, you remember to have that wonderful companion piece of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, delicious and refreshing. We'll see you, of course, all next week at the regular time on your favorite dial setting. Until then, from Chicago and from me, this is Howard Miller saying thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on record, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller Monday at this same time when his guest will be Gloria Hart. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Always farewell.